This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said that the fate on India's growth is because of its large youth population who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the northeast region. Prime Minister Modi said that Assam government also created an environment of ease of doing business and prepared best ever policies for industries and has set a target of becoming a 1.5 billion economy by 2030. Later in the day, addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this age. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that the Madhya Pradesh government is leading the state on the path of progress by implementing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of development with the conservation of heritage. Mr. Shah was addressing the closing ceremony of the 8th Global Investors Summit held in Bhopal yesterday. During this summit, investment proposals worth around 30,77,000 crore rupees have been received.
ये पूरा विश्वास है, जिस प्रकार की कार्य योजना मध्य प्रदेश सरकार ने बनाई है, ये 30,77,000 करोड़ के एमओयू, इसमें से महत्तम एमओयू जमीन पर उतरेंगे. इतना ही नहीं, एक बड़ी इंडस्ट्री के साथ एंसिलरी इंडस्ट्रीज जो कई सारी आती हैं, जो इस एमओयू में समाहित नहीं है, उसको भी मध्य प्रदेश में स्थापित करने का काम मध्य प्रदेश प्रशासन करेगा.
मिस्टर शाह सेड दैट दिस समिट विल हेल्प इन मेकिंग इंडिया अ डेवलप्ड नेशन बाय 2047. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia yesterday interacted with newly inducted Assistant Provident Fund Commissioners of Employees Provident Fund Organization. During the event, Dr. Mandavia also unveiled the new logo of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay National Academy of Social Security of EPFO. Addressing the newly appointed commissioners, the Union Minister commended their hard work and perseverance, emphasizing that these qualities had led them to this milestone and should be upheld throughout their careers. He also highlighted the key attributes of success: commitment, dedication, integrity, creativity, and adherence to strong values and ethos. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has inspected the new Delhi Railway Station ahead of Mahashivratri today. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said special arrangements have been made at the railway station for Mahashivratri. He said a holding area has been set up outside the station where all passengers can come to collect their tickets. The minister said after obtaining the ticket, the passengers will enter the platform in an organized manner. Mr. Vaishnav said special trains are also being operated and two special trains have already departed for Prayagraj. He added that additional trains will be run as needed based on the requirements. Karnataka-based writer, activist and lawyer Banu Mushtaq's short story collection Heart Lamp, translated from Kannada to English by Deepa Bhasti, has been longlisted for the International Booker Prize 2025 in London yesterday. Chosen among 13 worldwide titles, Mushtaq's work appealed to the judges for its witty, vivid, colloquial, moving and exhilarating style of capturing portraits of family and community tensions. It marks the first time a Kannada title has made it to the long list of the GBP 50,000 Literary Prize divided between author and translator. Exploring the lives of those often on the periphery of society, these vivid stories hold immense emotional and moral weight, the judges said. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 6 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.